Give yourself some love with our self-care programs at hrnradio.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Pep Talk, your get-up-and-go fix of the day. Sharky Zartman here, and today I am so excited to have Tracy Ullman back on the show. Now, Tracy is the CEO of Soulscapes Medical Spa and is also known as the Angel of Anti-Aging. Now, Tracy has a degree in the nursing field, a Reiki mastership, and is also a licensed cosmetologist, a medical esthetician, and a graduate from the Institute of Laser Medicine. Tracy enjoys her time as an empowerment coach, public speaker, and teacher, and she's been interviewed on the Dr. Oz Show, The View, CBS 48 Hours, and TEDx for her talents and efforts for bringing people back to remembering who they are. She also loves to write and has published books for us to enjoy, It's Not Just a Facial, and Chakra Clearing with Crystals. Tracy is committed to bringing self-care and empowerment to those who need it most, and today will share with us why self-care is so important to healthcare, especially during this time of the year. So welcome back, Tracy.
Oh, thank you, Sharky. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, well, I'm so happy to have you back. I see you've been doing a lot since last March, and so, so let's get right to it. First of all, I see that you are a former nurse. So why did you decide to open a medical health spa?
Oh, that's a really good question. I get that question a lot.
Yeah.
But, basically, I just figured out emotionally working in a hospital setting that I always liked taking care of my skin and taking care of myself, and it's a fast-paced environment in the emergency room. And I just decided to go get my skincare license, esthetician. And, I just decided I was just going to do it on my own. I guess I just had the itch of an entrepreneur.
Right. Well, good for you. And I visited your site, and your spa is different from most of the others. How would you say it's different?
When I was opening the spa, I, being raised with a mother that was into energy work and working with chiropractors, I knew I was never going to go back and be a doctor. I had this degree in nursing, and I just knew, looking around the med spa, and let me just back up a little bit. I've always liked to take care of my skin. I just know that when a woman looks good, she just feels better.
Mm-hmm.
So I was getting facials through the years, but I needed to find a way to be different from the pack, to differentiate myself from the pack of your setting of a doctor's office or a medical setting. And I decided to, bring Reiki, energy work. Why not, address the stress or the emotional and the mental, why I'm touching your skin? Why not talk about things that might be bottled up? Because so many times when you're a nurse holding somebody's hand or you're doing a facial, many times it's a release. It's a release of the endorphins. It's a release of stress. And so I just looked around my neighborhood and said, what do they have that I, what do I have that they don't have?
Mm-hmm.
And the Reiki part of it was something that they didn't have. They weren't a Reiki master. And I'm speaking upon doctors, physicians. So I just decided to put Reiki up on my door and bring a holistic approach to it so that when you are up on one of our tables with one of my practitioners, you are getting more than just a facial. You're getting a whole energy overhaul of chakra alignment and meridian decongesting. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. Everybody loves it.
That is cool.
It smells good and it looks good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So are all of your practitioners Reiki health providers as well?
Yeah, everyone but one.
Okay.
Even the front desk, they enjoy the energy. Reiki has come a long way over the years, and it's really nice to go into a place now where I speak and I give lectures where more than half of the room knows about Reiki or they're Reiki trained. So yeah, yep.
Right. Awesome. Well, I want to get back to Reiki later because I want to know exactly what it feels like when you're doing a treatment. But first I want to talk to you about, I understand you had a near-death experience, and that probably changed the direction that you were headed in life. Can you share that with us?
well, you know, the near death happened in 2009, and you're so right to say that my husband and I were looking for something more than just spirituality. We were looking for something to tap into universal. And his friend suggested that we go to a sweat lodge. And a sweat lodge is a Native American ritual where you go into a hut or an igloo-type look of structure, and you go in there and, you know, you have a T-shirt on or, you know, light clothing, and they basically steam you out. It's very hot inside the sweat lodge. And what happened to me is I didn't have enough information of what actually goes on. It was an aggressive sweat lodge. Now, speaking upon working with my shaman, there's different types of sweat lodge. But basically, you go in there, and you go on a soul journey. Well, it was really hot in there for me, and I actually suffocated. I made it through the first round. They closed the door. Mm-hmm. It gets, like I said, very hot in there. It's very dark, and I couldn't breathe, and my husband said, I shouted out, I need air. Well, by the time they opened the door and took me out, there was about 22 of us in there. I had stopped breathing. during that time, I believe, you know, I had an experience with the other side. Now, I always say to people, I'm not asking you to accept what I say or believe what I'm going to say, but I believe I had an experience with Jesus and angels. And what had happened was I saw myself coming out of my body, and a man started to walk towards me, and he never introduced himself as Jesus, but he did say to me, Tracy, you know, we're not here to judge you. We are just here to do a review. How have you been compassionate towards your fellow man? And he knew I couldn't answer him. I'm thinking, well, gosh, is this what you're asking me? Like, you look like the guy I grew up in church with. But I was very confused. And he knew that. So he shows me on a rock, me being a crossing, a safety patrol in the fifth grade, crossing over the kindergartners up on Nelson Street where I grew up. And he said, you've always been compassionate towards others, but you make things up in your head that you think that they think of you. They don't think those things of you. Growing up as a child, you know, they used to call me Spacey Tracy because I would always be daydreaming and kind of aloof. But I always got straight A's, and people couldn't figure that out. Like, you know, you seem like you're kind of out of it, but, you know, you're also very intelligent. But it was kind of, like, hard for me during the school age. And I wasn't sharing my gift with people. I was highly intuitive. I wrote that in my book. You'll have to get my book. There's a lot more detail. I'm trying to give you the quick spin of it. But, you know, after he showed me being a crossing guard, he told me, you're going to go back and you're going to do great things and you're going to serve them. And I argued with him for a little bit. I said, no, I don't want to go back. I'm going to stay here. You know, these people on earth, they're mean. And he goes, no, you're going to go back. You're going to do great things. And I did. You know, I opened up Soulscapes. It was one of the reasons why I did it. I took some training. I visited with a shaman to explain to me what happened to me. And I did. And I've been serving thousands since and really telling people that your emotional, mental, spiritual state, you're never alone. You have support, even though you can't see it or feel it. But you are supported, and I teach about that. And the big thing I teach about is how to develop and listen to your intuition. It's real. You know, don't ignore it. Trust it.
Wow. That's quite a story. That's amazing. So thank you so much for sharing.
On Amazon, but I did put that story in there. It has more details.
Right.
I know we don't have much time to speak upon, and you might want to have other questions, but yeah, it's my TED Talk. My TED Talk that I did on TEDx, you can go onto YouTube and look at TEDx. It's called Keep Your Light On, and I spoke to about 400 children, third, fourth, and fifth grader, about bullying and how that, you know, by keeping your light on, you actually help the vibration of the planet, and that we are setting you up for goodness in your life by keeping your light on and not hiding your light.
Well, that's awesome. So that's still up, your TEDx talk, right?
Excuse me?
So your TEDx talk, we can listen to it if we want to by just going to...
Yeah, if you go on to TEDx on YouTube. Yep, it's called Keep Your Light On by Tracy Ullman, and I learned some things after my near death. For example, air for others, carry them. You know, don't listen to what other people think or say about yourself. If you feel that you want to, you know, put Reiki on your door and be a medical spa, go ahead and do it, if that's what brings you joy. And care, don't carry. And then observe others. Don't absorb them. Many a times, you know, you get into, you're in a perfectly good mood, and then the next thing you know, somebody comes in the room and they're in a bad mood, a coworker or a family member, and you absorb their energy, and mm-hmm. it makes you, you know,
right.
Get in a bad mood. So I was telling the children, you know, stay away from people like that. You know, treat them like they have the flu. You don't want to be around people because other people's energy can pull you down, and you might miss out on that opportunity for doing something good for somebody else. So observe others. Don't absorb them. And
yeah.
care for others, but don't carry their stuff.
Okay, I love
that's
what
that. I learned from the near death. Yeah.
I love that. Treat them like they have the flu.
Stay away from them.
Yes. Okay, well, today we're talking about, I know you're into promoting self-care, and, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, have the idea that that's kind of selfish and self-absorbed, and, you know, I obviously agree with you that it's very, very important, but especially this time of year. And so, so tell us why it's actually so important.
Well, self-care, like you said, it's not being selfish. It's taking the time to do something for you. And when you're not, when you're constantly in that go, go, go stage, and you're not minimizing or giving yourself the time to decongest, cortisol levels rise in the body. And that cortisol is what makes us overeat. People don't realize that it is a hormone released by the adrenal glands, which then in turn gives havoc on our insulin. So if you're not sleeping at night, or you're standing in front of your refrigerator and you're hungry and you're ravishing sugar, cortisol levels are up. We also get fatigued, and some of us walk around, we're so tired, we don't even know how tired we are. But, you know, when we don't care for ourselves, stress is the number one killer of the skin. You can tell when people are stressed out just by looking at them. I mean, I can. I'm sure other people can too. But cortisol levels, when they're high in the system, they wreak havoc on our other organs. So by bringing self-care, can't tell you, Sharky, how many times I've given Reiki to somebody who was diagnosed with, you know, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma or breast cancer, and they say to me, well, I wish I would have done this, you know, to take care of my well body instead of now I have to take care of my sick body.
Right.
So it's just preventative. Self-care is just preventative because cancer and heart disease, it just runs rapid through our nation. It's terrible.
Right, right. Now, men have problems too, right, with self-care. I think a lot of times we just think women think it's, you know, a luxury. But men, a lot of times men, I mean, they're the, you know, they're taking care of their jobs and, you know, and a lot of men are stressed out too, right? So do you treat men as well at your spa?
We do. I have a big following for men. Now, the massage therapist, we do customized therapeutic massage, but I really wanted to dive more into the male clientele, and how I did that was just did a survey. Like, why don't you get a facial? Do you know what the number one reason was? They would say, well, nobody told me to. I never even thought about it.
Okay.
So unless their wives or their girlfriends are telling them to go get a facial,
right.
They're not raised to think about taking care of their face.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even think about it. So, but once you get them up on the table, I'm working with this gentleman now, you know, acne scarring, hyperpigmentation, large pores actually bother men. It actually bothers them. So telling them and offering, services geared towards football, I can get them in the door. So, you know, the touchdown facial.
Oh, that's good.
The man facial. Yeah.
I like that. I see you have a lot of different types of facials, and there's a couple I've never heard of before. Can you just hit on a few that are, you know, that maybe are new?
Yeah, well, what's new out there right now is the sea salt facial.
Salt
has been used for thousands of centuries, you know, to exfoliate. But it's a three-step system. LED light facial is also another big one. But the salt facial and the LED light facial is very popular. Ultrasound as well. And the intensive, the microneedling intensive glycolic facial is a big. It's basically exfoliation. People want firmness. They want tightening. And dark spots and red spots are the top two as well.
Okay. So how would a person know which one is right for them?
During that consultation, you know, they may not. I do not allow the client, when the client calls in, they might say, well, give me the organic glow, because most likely it's the cheapest that's on the menu.
Right.
So I do a thorough consultation, and if she's checked off, I have fine lines, dark circles, hyperpigmentation, I would say to them, the organic glow is going to give you a pampering facial. However, it's not going to give those results that you've checked off here. I have this dermaplaning salt facial that will give you results that last. So even though they might have want the rose glow or the organic glow, I normally upgrade their facial to something that fits their needs and gives them the results. That's why I have a 5-star rating, is because it's not just getting a facial, but giving you results that last. So I kind of to convince the customer that, you know, when you go to the dentist, you're not just at home, you know, brushing and flossing. You have to go to the dentist because they have the instruments to give you a really deep cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with an esthetician. You can have a great home care system, but if you don't have somebody exfoliating your skin the correct way, like when we do a dermaplaning facial, we're removing 3 to 4 weeks of dead skin that you're not molecularly turning over. And that process starts at age 25. So most of the time, they're not getting the organic. They're doing a salt facial or with dermaplaning. Or then we take it one step further. If it's in your budget, we add laser into that. And a lot of the lasers that are out there is minimal to no downtime.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. That's good to know. I think people are afraid of the word laser.
They are, Sharky. They are because of the but, you know, people heard about the YAG. I get people all over the area knowing about lasers that now there's enough information out there on the World Wide Web that you don't have to have a downtime and to really work with somebody that has some education and some experience, too. So laser, it does sound scary, but it gives the icing on the cake when you add it into a facial. It really does. Because we can remove a lot more with it.
Okay. All right. I'm curious about this cryolipolysis and how you can, I don't know if I said that right, and how you can lose your double chin while drinking a pina colada? What is that?
Yeah. Isn't that great? So cryolipolysis is just a sciencey, fancy way of removing fat. Cryolipolysis was discovered by these two scientists. It's a diagnosis that when children suck on ice pops too long, they get dimples in their cheeks. And equestrians, from riding the horse saddle, you know, they're on top of the horse and the saddle is cold, they actually get indentation in their legs. Now, it's only a small percentage of that happening to patients, to people. However, cryolipolysis is removing fat by freezing it. And what happens is we freeze the fat down to a negative 11 degrees, and the fat cell starts to die. It's called apoptosis. And once that starts to happen, your white blood cells come in and eat the dying fat cells, and you process it out through your lymphatic system.
Oh, my gosh. White blood cells eat the fat cells. Well, you know what?
Yep.
Wow, that sounds pretty cool. We are just about out of time for this segment, but darn it. But when we come back, I want you to maybe elaborate a little bit on that, because I've never heard about white blood cells eating fat before. And then I also want to, you know, talk a little bit more about Reiki. And I see you also do injectables. So you ready to go there when we come back?
Sure.
Okay. We'll be right back with Tracy Ullman right after this.
Podcast to help you reach your positive potential. HRNradio.com.
We are back with more Pep Talk. And I'm here with Tracy Ullman, and she is the CEO of Soulscapes Medical Spa. And we've been talking about some of the cool facials that she has and laser treatments. And, boy, she has quite a menu there. And before the break, we were talking about this cryolipolysis technique that they have, that they offer while drinking a pina colada. And, Tracy, you mentioned that this actually trains the white blood cells to eat the fat. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes, the cryolipolysis is the number one non-surgical fat reduction treatment in America, and it's called CoolSculpting. And I'm sure many listeners have heard about it.
Yes.
So basically the science behind it is that fat cells are very easy to kill. You can heat them up or you can freeze them. And CoolSculpting, what it does is it freezes the fat, and your white blood cells basically come in and eat those dying fat cells and process it out, and it's a permanent procedure. It's a non-invasive, unlike liposuction. You don't have to go under the knife, and it's remarkable. Over 9 million treatments have been done, and again, it's the number one non-surgical fat reduction treatment in America.
Okay. Is this just like a spot treatment kind of thing, or does it do the whole body?
It does the whole body. So the 9 areas that are FDA approved is that chin, bra fat, abdomen fat, inner and outer thigh, flanks, and backs of arms, and bra fat in the front and back. So there's 9 areas that we can treat.
Okay. And how does it work?
Well, how it works is you come in, you get a consultation, make sure that you are the right client. It is not a weight reduction. So you have to be 30 pounds within your ideal weight.
Okay.
The only medical conditions that you might have would be, you know, cancer or fibromyalgia is one, or lupus. Any of your autoimmune, I think there's like 2 or 3 that you really shouldn't get the CoolSculpting for. But other than that, you can get CoolSculpting. So you come in and you get the treatment, and we do a before and after picture, and you're up on the table, and each session lasts anywhere between 35 to 40 minutes. So if you're doing your chin or your abdomen or the backs of the arms, it's hard to explain without showing pictures, but it's like it's a pack that goes on and vacuums the volume of the fat in, and after you take the pack off, we do a vigorous massage for about 2 to 3 minutes.
Okay.
That vigorous massage is 65% of the treatment. We want to make sure that the blood is flowing back in and that the blood carries the dying fat cells so that the white blood cells eat it. So there's really a science-y way, you know, to do the CoolSculpting.
Okay. So you can't do all the parts at the same time, all the areas?
No. You can't. And I don't think you'd feel too good either, because one, you'd be cold.
Yeah.
And two, when that blood rushes in, it's called vasovaso, you can get dizzy. You know, side effects are dizziness, a little bit of nausea.
Okay.
In the area that we treat, you normally have a little bit of soreness.
Okay.
And numbness. Those are the top two side effects. It's a little bit of numbness and a little bit of soreness when the pack comes off.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know, because I think most of us have heard about CoolSculpting, but we didn't really know what was involved, so thank you for explaining. I also see that you offer injectables at your medical spa, and it seems like
you're
getting a lot more popular, even women in their early 40s. My daughter says that her friends are getting, you know, some of them now, and I think that's really young. And so I have some questions. First of all, do they really work? Second, are they safe? And third, do they hurt? I mean, you're putting a needle in a person's face, right?
Yes. Injections have come a long way since they started coming, since they've been out from the 90s. And Sharky, you might not like this, but they actually, women are starting in their late 20s.
No
it's
way.
Huge on Instagram as preventative. So we have women as young as 25 to 30 starting off with Botox as preventative.
Oh.
I think it's a little young. I would say the starting age when we start to see aging around our eyes and our forehead is 35.
Uh-huh.
But absolutely, Botox works. It's been around since the late 90s. So, yeah, they do absolutely work. Botox and CoolSculpting are the top two sought-out medical procedures across the board. We've done hundreds. I mean, most plastic surgeon offices are running analytics through Google. What are the top two sought-out? And Botox and CoolSculpting are the top two. When it comes to filler, you are going to, I mean, the needles that she uses, I don't inject. My doctor, Dr. Nicole Henwood, she's an anesthesiologist. She's my injector. She's wonderful
okay.
at it.
Okay.
But I suggest that you go to a board certified. And I have to say, go to a plastic surgeon or a med spa. I know nowadays, you know, other doctors, dentists, eye doctors, OBGYN, they are offering Botox. And they're certainly qualified under their degree. However, I just like board certified. And my doctor is board certified in anesthesia, and she's board certified in injections as well. So really do your homework
right.
in finding the right provider out there for you and making sure that they have a lot of experience with it as well. So fillers, they actually have a numbing agent in the filler now. So once she hits you the first time with the needle, you're really not feeling much after it goes numb. So fillers do wear off 12 months to 18 months, and Botox only really goes in the forehead and around the eyes. They can give you a little bit around the bunny lines on the nose and above the upper lip, but very small dosages of it. Filler, you can put in the cheeks and in the mouth and in the lips area.
Okay.
And most of those last, like I said, anywhere from 12 to 18 months. Botox lasts anywhere from 3 to 6 months. So
okay.
it is a cost, and you are going to have to come back and get more. But the more that you get, the less that you need. And, does that answer? I'm not sure if I hit all your questions. I know you had three.
Right. And so are they expensive?
Botox has come down in price. You're looking at to do a full forehead, maybe $300 to $400. Now that's in the state of Pennsylvania. In other states, of course, it'd probably be higher. But you know, injections with filler, it's definitely you need to have some discretionary money laying around. We do offer care credit. You're looking about anywhere from $1,200 to $3,300 to start with the filler. However, if you compare that to a facelift, that costs $20,000 and up.
Oh my
Most
gosh.
People will go for the liquid facelift over, a non-surgical. Sorry to say, it does hurt the pocketbook of the plastic surgeons. However, we can do wonders with injections now. Wonders.
Okay. All right. Good to know. So you do injections and laser and facials. So, all right. You've got a full menu there. But we're going to take a short break, Tracy. And when we come back, I want to know a little bit more about how you use Reiki. And maybe you can actually explain what Reiki actually is. Because I know a lot of people
okay.
have heard about it, but they don't really know what it is and how you can use it. You ready to do that?
Sure.
Okay. We'll be back with more Pep Talk and Tracy Ullman right after this.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Welcome back to Pep Talk. We have been talking to Tracy Ullman, and she is the CEO of Soulscapes Medical Spa. And we've been talking about all kinds of fun things. And now you should know, if you didn't hear the first part, that Tracy is also a Reiki master. And she infuses Reiki into all of the treatments at the spa. And so welcome back, Tracy.
Thank you.
Yes, and when we talk about Reiki, I have studied Reiki in the past, and so I understand what it is. But a lot of people, when you say that, they kind of go, woo, 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 So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, they're just kind of, what is that? They think it's, ethereal or something. And so can you explain what exactly Reiki is and how it can help us?
Well, I always tell my students when I teach not to get hooked up on trying to explain what Reiki is. I just tell them that are you stressed? Do you you have anxiety and would you like to promote more healing in your life? And most people will say yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
So Reiki is a Japanese art that has been done for hundreds of years, and basically all you're doing is clearing meridians and chakras in the system. So if you know what an acupuncturist does, she puts little needles in you to unblock stagnant energy. We do the same thing, but without using needles. So I don't really go into a lot of, oh, it's life force energy that helps us relax, reduce anxiety.
Right.
What I tell people is if you want to be relaxed, if you want to reduce anxiety while promoting healing, sit down in my chair and let me show you.
Ah.
So you can't really sense it with the five senses. It's not something you can see or hear. But I say to people, you know, how do you know it's windy out? How do you know? How do you know it's windy? And they'll say, well, I can hear it. And I go, but can you see it? They'll say, no. I go, well, how do you know? Well, I can feel it. Well, it's the same thing with Reiki. You'll be able to feel it as soon as I give it to you. And Reiki stands for, in Japanese, spiritually guided life force energy.
Mm-hmm.
So all I'm doing is holding sacred space for you while you're relaxing and basking in life force energy.
Okay. And you use them with the massages and also the facial treatments. You use your estheticians are pretty much trained in using this when they're doing these treatments, right?
Yeah. When I'm doing pool sculpting, I'll hold space for them, and I'll even ask them, would you like the energy to start to flow through, you know, through Reiki? And they always say yes. I also say a little prayer, too. I'll always ask, is it okay if I say a little prayer for you? And not one person ever says, no, don't pray for me. But I'll say something along the lines like, you know, we're just surrounding this space with the white and the gold light, and the gold light to the Christ consciousness enters this space and helps you get rid of anything that doesn't serve your highest good. So Reiki is intentional. It's all about setting the intentions. If you're saying that she can hold space for me and that anything that isn't good for me or anything that is low, Reiki increases what's low and decreases anything that's high. And if we say, well, I want it to be gone, it will. But people, they get hooked up on the religion part of it. It's
right.
Not a religion. It's not an occult. However, you know, my mother in 1978 learned Reiki from a group of nuns up in Allentown.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and she attuned me when I was 10, and then my mother attuned me again when I was 16. So I just want to put that out there.
That is cool.
Jesus was laying hands down. Now, I don't know if he called it Reiki, but he was doing something, healing the blind, you know, and curing the sick.
Right. Very cool. I love that. And so I also see that you offer angel readings. Now, I've never heard of these before. So can you tell us a little bit about them?
Well, an angel reading, I get a lot of, I don't even advertise for it because I'm so well known in the area, but it is not a psychic reading.
Okay.
You know, it's an empowerment session.
Okay.
I use empowerment. I use life purpose. And because of my near death, I do have a higher vibrational frequency, and I incorporate what our angels would say by using, you know, some of your energy. And how I do that is by asking questions and having you pull this deck of cards called Power Thought by Louise Hay. Louise Hay wrote the book, and she's got Hay House Radio, and she wrote the book You Can Heal Your Life. And she has these Power Thought cards. And I have you call. I have you pull a couple. And if there's a problem in your life, I'll say what we're trying to do is just to give you a different perspective by cooperating with life and allow a life flowing through you. And I've studied the archangels through the Institute of Theological Holistic Energy Work. It's a spiritual school. And they taught me about the archangels. And I just like using their energy and their colors, and I stick upon them. So basically an angel reading is to give you advice from your angels and also from energy source. So I don't know if you're familiar with Esther Hicks and Jerry Hicks. They wrote the book Ask and It Is Given, and it's all about law of attraction. What you think about comes about. And that's what the angels teach us. Angels are messengers. And I believe through my whole near-death experience, they were there with me, and they were supporting me. And they're just another instrument or tool for us humans that are having an experience here, these though I believe we are energy beings that are having a human experience, can experience different modalities, not just your average facial. I just add it all in, and guess what, Chucky? Women love it, and men, they love it. They
yeah.
love it, that there's a spiritual part of it. I think we're all searching for that. Don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, whatever helps.
So,
I also see one other thing that kind of stood out: vibrational sound therapy. What is that?
In the drumming. Right now, I'm in an apprenticeship program with a real shaman. She's Lakota Ascendage, and I entered a 2-year program with her. It's all about the rituals of the Native American, and they study the bear, and they study the eagle, and the two-legged, and the four. And anyway, so we use crystal bowls, sound therapy. We use rattles, and we use drum. There's Jonathan Goldman. It is a well-known musician in the New Age genre. So his name is Jonathan Goldman, and you can listen to all of his chanting and sounds and vibration and harmonizing, but actually every vibration key affects every single chakra. And what we do on a chakra vibrational massage is that we use tuning forks or crystal bowls, and the sound of Jonathan while you're getting the massage, and it's very hypnotic,
wow.
very deep hypnotic massage. It's an internal sound chamber, and I call it the delicious dark. It's so wonderful in there. Lovely. If you have never experienced it, you really should.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing. I'm going to have to go to Pennsylvania just to get that. So we're just about out of time, Tracy. I mean, you have been so eye-opening, and I love what you're doing. I'm going to have to, seriously, I'm ready to fly to Pennsylvania right now and try that out. So, but tell us what your website is and how we can book you for speakers. And I see you're also an empowerment coach. So just give us your website and let us know how we can contact you.
You can go to Tracy is Almond, TracyInnerStrengthAlmond.net, and that will take you to my speaking, and you can see everything that I've done there. And then Soulscapes, you know, you'd have to come to the door. That's Soulscape, www.soulscapedesign.com. But TracyIsAlmond.net would be the website to go to.
Okay.
And you can follow, I'm on Instagram, Intuition Esthetician. I'm known in the area as the Angel of Anti-Aging.
Yeah.
So Intuition Esthetician, you can, you know, follow me on Instagram.
Love that. Thank you so much for joining us today, Tracy. We just love it.
Thank you, Sharky.
You're
I
doing
had a great time.
Such
Thank
good
you.
Work. Okay, and you have happy holidays. And we'll be back with more Pep Talk and Shark to Heart right after this.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
We are back with more Pep Talk, and it's time for Shark to Heart. And here we go again, early December, and it's starting to look a lot like Christmas. Now, I love this time of year with all the decorations, get-togethers, and good cheer, and I'm sure you do too. However, as we all know, it's also a stressful time with all the planning. So try to take it slow and be flexible. And also remember that there will be adjustments. Nothing turns out perfectly. And that is okay. For my family, I know I always love seeing everyone. And there's over 35 of us. And so when we get together, it's like crazy time too. And next Sunday, we'll be celebrating the holidays at our place. And there's 12 kids under 10. And I hope it's not going to rain so we can throw them all out on the beach to play instead of running over them. And so also, I wanted to share some wisdom from a new book that my husband is recommending to everyone. Now, it's called Grit, The Power of Passion and Perseverance. And my husband's mantra throughout his whole life with his teaching and his coaching has always been persistence equals success. And actually, the subtitle of Grit is The Power of Passion and Perseverance. And the author is Angela Duckworth. And in a nutshell, grit teaches us that regular individuals who exercise self-control and perseverance can reach as high a level as those who are naturally talented. We've also heard, you know, people, oh, well, you were born to be this, or you're a genius. And so, what this book does is it inspires everyone to stick to something hard that they have a passion for. And they can be as successful, and sometimes even more, as somebody that is naturally talented. So grit is basically, I love this term, stick-to-itiveness. So how can we develop grit? Because we can use this in just about every aspect of our lives. And I don't know about you, but I see especially a lot of young kids these days, they're just quitting on things. I mean, if they experience any kind of negativity or challenge, they just go, I don't want to do this anymore. And, you know, they quit. I mean, it's almost an epidemic. And so my husband, actually, he took some of the principles of this book, and he took it to the district, the Torrance High School district, because there's a huge problem with kids that are basically have no direction, they're not motivated, and they're just, you know, they're unhappy. And so so he took the parts of the book that he thought would apply to kids, and they're actually working on something for the kids in their program with the knowledge from this book. Now, this book is all research-based. I mean, she's done tons of research of people who are successful and analyzed, you know, she has a questionnaire of all these personality traits and histories. And so this has, you know, this isn't just something she thought of, you know, out of the clear blue. This has been tested on every level, including the military, including most of the occupations. And so this works. And so here's what I'm going to just condense this real simply, because obviously we would run out of time. Basically, find something that you are passionate about. And for kids, that would be an extracurricular activity, something outside of what you normally do at school. And then commit to it for at least 2 years and strive for improvement. Now, for kids, that could be a sport, ballet, dance, music, arts, writing, anything that a kid is really interested in. And so, but it has to be something outside of what they normally do. Okay, so an extracurricular activity that they commit to for at least 2 years. Now, during that time, obviously, it will be an up-and-down experience. And so, you know, no one gets the straight shot to their goals. But it will also develop those traits that are needed for other aspects of life, like careers and relationships. And that's what grit is all about. And I'll give you an example. I thought my daughter was really smart doing this. She has two kids, and my grandson is six, and he is all into sports. I mean, he just loves every single sport. He does soccer, he does baseball, he does basketball. I mean, you know, he loves it all. And so she wanted to expose her younger daughter, Clara, who is four, to sports as well. And so she took her to a little soccer camp, and Clara was out there. She did everything that the coaches asked and stuff, and but I could tell that, you know, she wasn't really enjoying it like the other kids. In fact, she kept going over to her mom and just saying, you know. And I remember at the end, I go, do you think she really wants to do this? And Terry goes, I'm going to try it one more time and just give her a chance. And afterwards, Clara came up to her and she goes, Mommy, can I never do this again? And Terry goes, well, what do you want to do? And she goes, I want to dance. I mean, it was so funny because she was out on the soccer field acting like it was a stage. She was prancing around like a ballerina. And so my daughter got her into ballet. and I just went and saw her first class just last week, and she is in heaven. She's running around on the balls of her feet, just a big smile. And, you know, so this is something that she loves. This is something that she wants to do. This is something that she wants to commit to. And, you know, that's going to develop grit in this little girl. You know, she's going to learn a lot by doing something she enjoys. And I see a lot of parents who force their kids to do something because they liked it, right? Okay, you see this a lot of time with sports parents. And I can tell you as a coach, there's nothing worse than having a kid on a team who does not want to be there. So don't do that to your kid. Don't do it to the coach and to the other kids. Find something they want to do. They're not a mini you. They have talent. They have desires. They have passions. Find out what they are and have them develop that. And so I'd like to give you an example of a poem about grit written by Coates, who is actually, his poem is in this book, and he's a writer. And I'm just going to read it real quickly. The challenge of writing. To see your horribleness on page, to see your terribleness, and then go to bed. And wake up the next day and take that horribleness and that terribleness and refine it. And make it not so terrible and not so horrible, and then go to bed again. And come the next day and refine it a little bit more and make it not so bad. And then go to bed the next day and do it again and make it maybe average. And then one more time, if you're lucky, maybe you get to good. And if you've done that, that is success. And that is Coates, and he is a success, and he has grit. He has a best-selling book. And so I just wanted to share that to you. And so so anything developing grit is one thing that anybody can do. You don't have to have talent. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Hey, thanks for joining us today on Pep Talk, and to my wonderful guest, Tracy Allman. Until next time, I'm Sharkey Zartman, and if you're looking for a New Year's resolution, how about taking extra good care of yourself and finding out what you're passionate about and going for it with grit? That's mine. Until next time, happy holidays.